This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is temporarily pausing applications for its new e-bike rebates. The city has received more than 3,200 applications since the program began last month. 130 rebates have been redeemed so far. The program's administrators say they need time to catch up with demand. Most of the discounts are worth $400, but some residents can get $1,200 rebates based on their income. That makes Denver's e-bike incentive program one of the most generous in the country. Shareholders with Spirit Airlines plan to vote on a buyout pitch from Denver-based Frontier Airlines next month. But Frontier's nearly $3 billion offer isn't the only one on the table. JetBlue has made a bigger offer, but Spirit's board has had questions about whether antitrust regulators would approve a JetBlue buyout. Both Frontier and JetBlue say acquiring Spirit would help them compete with larger airlines. The state may start covering transportation costs for students who want to transfer to better-performing schools. Scott Jones with the state its education department says each school district that applies would choose how the transportation happens. He says there are several options.
Providing direct transportation, reimbursing for mileage, or contracting with a transportation provider.
The state will use federal COVID relief money for a two-year pilot project. A fire near the Colorado Springs airport yesterday forced the evacuation of about 50 homes and prevented flights from landing. It was one of four fires in the Pikes Peak region Thursday. Captain Mike Smaldino is with the Colorado Springs Fire Department.
We're at the very beginning of summertime, and this is going to be just a good reminder that this could be here for quite a while, especially with these winds and these red flags that we've had, multiple red flags. And our low humidity.
A fire at a mobile home park yesterday destroyed eight homes, and fire danger, red flag warnings along the Front Range again today. This is CPR News and KRCC.